Call into order the Akron Metropolitan Area Transportation Study Policy Committee for this Thursday, January 27th, 2022. It is 1:30, and do we have a quorum, Mr. Prater?
We have a quorum, Your Honor.
Okay, and also, is there anybody here for audience participation today?
We have not received any requests for audience participation, sir.
Okay, that'll take us to item number two. This will be approval of the December 16th, 2021 meeting.
So moved.
Okay, we'll move. Mr. Klein, second by Mr. Judge. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have none. Okay, next item, staff reports. First of all, before we proceed, I just want to mention that Curtis Baker is out today for a family emergency, and Dave Lay will be filling in for Curtis Baker. Also today, Jeff Gardner is out sick, and Dave Lay will also be filling in for him. Okay, under staff reports, item A, financial report progress by Dave Lay.
Okay, thank you. Attachment 3A is your is the financial progress report. Finances are in pretty good order. As you can see at the bottom of the attachment, we have through the end of November, we have 34% of our budget spent, and we at that time we were 42% of the way through the fiscal year. So things are looking okay at AMANS financially.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Okay, hearing none, do we have motion?
So moved to Sheriff Whitman.
Thank you.
Paradise, second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we'll move on to our technical progress report. Again, Dave Flick.
Okay, thank you. AMATS has been working on getting the new projects. We want to get the new projects approved today, the STBG resurfacing and TASA projects. We are also working on a sustainability report, and usually we have the crash report done by now, but it will be presented at the next meeting. The ODOT safety program has made some major changes in the way they evaluate locations and rank them. And we had that kind of put us behind a little bit. So we are working on the safety report. And also, like I guess probably everyone else, we are trying to work through the new transportation bill and understand it, and especially try to understand all the different programs that are in it. And as we do learn about these new programs, we try to push that information out to all of you. So there is a lot of discretionary spending in this new transportation bill, and unfortunately a lot of that does not go through us. It'll go through your community directly. So as we learn about things, we will try to also keep you informed. And that's all I have.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the AMATS federal funds report. Again, David Poulet.
Okay, thank you. I don't have too much to talk about other than I am very, very concerned about the third and fourth quarter of fiscal year 22. We have a lot of projects that are left to that need to sell yet. Actually, in STBG, nearly 97% of the funding for fiscal year 22 is still unencumbered. So it's going to be a busy third and fourth quarter, and what really concerns me is jobs that are bid, especially in the fourth quarter. If there's any irregularities, it doesn't allow much time to address those and then rebid a project. So we do have a project review meeting coming up February 17th. We'll be sending you information about that, but hopefully we'll be able to talk to everyone and make sure that everything that is supposed to be on schedule is on schedule during that project review meeting. The only other thing that I have is that I wanted to touch on was we received a little over $4 million from the coronavirus relief fund. And what we did was, if we don't spend that, I think by fiscal year 24, we lose it. So what we did is we swapped out some STBG money in a couple projects that are scheduled to sell in 22 and 23. And we swapped the STBG out for that funding, and then we opened that STBG money up for new projects. So that's the only other thing. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Pruitt. Next item is old business. I don't have anything on the agenda. Does anybody have anything for the committee today? Okay, we'll move under item 5, new business. The first item is attachment 5A, and this will be by Heather Reed.
Thank you, Chairman. Good afternoon, everyone. Attachment 5A is the draft fiscal year 2023 Transportation Planning Work Program and Budget. The work program guides the work of BMS staff from July 1st of 22. June 30th of 23. Included in attachment 5A is the draft local share, calculated to be $188,657. This number is greater than in the past due to additional consolidated planning grant funds that AMS will receive, which has to be matched. Please also note the updated population numbers per the 2020 census. With your approval, this draft will be submitted to ODOT for review. Additionally, we expect to request approval of the final work program in May. Are there any questions?
Okay. Thank you. We do need a motion for this, right? So,
I have a motion to Chair Rittman.
Second, McClear, Stowe.
Okay. Your motion is second to approve transportation plan work program and budget. Any discussion? All in favor by signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Hearing none, we'll move on. This item will be 5B, public participation plan. This is attachment 5B presented by Carrie Craig.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 2022 marks the time that AMATS must update its public participation plan, or as we call it at AMATS, the 3P. The 3P details the processes and strategies that the agency follows to engage the public throughout the regional transportation planning process. We began our latest update of the 3P late last summer by taking three steps. First, we addressed the recommendations that were handed down to us from the FHWA and FTA following our federal certification review last May. At that time, the feds had two recommendations. Number one, they wanted us to bring our Title VI complaint process into alignment with what guidance has been issued from ODOT. Secondly, they suggested that the agency specify the process that we will use to respond to all public correspondence and input. Our second step was we began researching the practices of other MPOs across the country with regards to their public outreach strategies. And third, we undertook a comprehensive review of our own 3P practices. As a result of these three steps, AMATS has done the following. We've created Appendix F, which outlines our Title VI complaint procedures. This is the process that the public may utilize if they believe that they have been discriminated against or denied benefits due to discrimination. The 3P also includes passages that AMATS will acknowledge receiving all public correspondence, be it written or electronic, and respond with an acknowledgement within a 7-day window. Now, these initial acknowledgements are just stating that we have received word from the public. It's not a guarantee or a promise that we will address whatever concerns that they have at that time. We will do those kinds of things later on at an appropriate date when we've done more research, depending on the circumstances. Fourth, this 3P also includes Appendix G, which is a measures of effectiveness report. And our research of what other MPOs were doing across the country with regards to what was working for them, we noticed that many of them have a measures of effectiveness report, or an MOE. This is a documentation of how well their strategies are working as they engage the public, and we felt that it was time that our agency did likewise. Appendix G will set forth target goals that we hope to meet for each year of for the life of the 3P, and we will also document how well we're doing at meeting each of these goals. And these are things such as visitors to our website, the number of attendees at a bike and brainstorm, things along those lines. And fourth, and it's a first for this for the 3P, we are now recognizing the elderly as one of the unique populations whose concerns that we will attempt to address and include in public outreach alongside low-income and minority populations. The 3P update process began January the 13th and will continue until March the 18th. This item is available for review and comment to the public on our agency's website, amatsplanning.org, and also our Twitter and Facebook pages. We've been promoting its availability heavily in the area's three major newspapers, The Beacon, The Record Courier, and The Reporter. And another first for our agency, we've actually begun purchasing online advertising through the Beacon Journal's website promoting the availability of the draft 3P. This item was presented for comment during our Citizens Involvement Committee on January the 20th, and we will be presenting a revised draft version at our March 17th meeting. And that's where that stands. If there's any questions or concerns that you folks have, I'll be glad to try to answer them. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kerry. This brings us to item six, resolutions. And the first is Resolution 2022-01, approving projects to be funded under the Surface Transportation Block Grant Program. Dave Fulick.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to do a brief presentation, and we are then going to approve the resolutions. There are three resolutions, Resolution 2022-01, 02, and 03. 01 approves STBG projects, new STBG projects. Resolution 02, 2022-02 is for resurfacing projects, and then 2022-03 is for TASA projects. One of the things that was new during this round of project funding was our AMATS new Project Delivery Incentive Program, or PDIP. This is a new program that we came up with that would reduce your local share from 20% to 10% if you could get your projects ready by a specified timeline. For resurfacing projects, the plans needed to be approved by ODOT in 2 years of, well, it would actually be from the from this date, the date that we approved the resolution, and for STBG projects, it would be 4 years from this date. Overall, a few things from our few highlights of this round of funding. We received 64 applications requesting $75.7 million. We had approximately $28 million available for funding. We ended up choosing 37 projects totaling $40 million. We did about 40% over programming this time, because the last thing we want to do is leave any money on the table. And then most of these projects will be programmed in 24, 25, and 26, and then adjusted as needed. Okay, let's take a look at the STBG projects. This is our most versatile funding source and can be used for almost any type of highway project on a classified highway. Eligible phases are right away in construction. We received 16 applications requesting $47.8 million, and we selected seven projects totaling $21 million. And those seven projects are State Route 91 reconstruction in Stowe, East Market Street reconstruction in Akron, Wioga Lake Turn Lane in Cuyahoga Falls, the State Route 14 and 43 intersection in Streetsboro. That is not changing the configuration any. That's just strictly full-depth pavement repairs. In Macedonia, we approved $300,000 for Highland and Valley View intersection. In Hudson, Darrell Road and Terex Road intersection, and in Green, Arlington Road widening. And this is the section of Arlington Road between that's south of 619, between 619 and Butler. And this will be resolution 2022-01 when we approve the resolutions. The next category is resurfacing. This is strictly for resurfacing, no other related improvements. Construction phase only. We received 31 applications requesting $19.2 million. We selected 24 projects totaling $14.9 million. And this will be resolution 2022-02 when we approve resolutions. I'm not going to go through each project, but I just want to say that we did have a nice variety of projects. I think if you look at the first five projects, you can see what a variety we had. We had large cities, we had smaller cities, and we had Summit County, Portage County, and Wayne County projects. So that's one of the nice things about this program is it kind of levels the playing field for all of our members. So I'm not going to go through each project individually, but we were able to fund 24 of the projects that were applied for. And lastly, the surfaced alternatives set-aside project, or TASA. This is funding for non-motorized type projects, bicycle and pedestrian projects. You can apply this to engineering, right-of-way, and construction. 15 applications. We received 15 applications requesting $10.2 million. We selected six projects totaling $4.16 million. Usually we try to keep this around $2 million, but this is one of the few programs that I think will receive an increase with the new transportation bill. And this will be resolution 2022-03 when we approve resolutions. And I'll go through the projects very briefly. Akron. In Akron, we funded the Rubber City Heritage Trail Phase 2. In Kent, the East Main Street improvements, the pedestrian and bicycle and transit components of that project. In Wayne County, the Heartland Trail Phase 4A, Hudson Veterans Trail Rails to Trails, Summit County Springside Drive sidewalk up in Bath Township, and in Stowe, Darrell Road sidewalks. Phase 2. Just a summary of like the type of projects. 61% of the projects were maintenance related, and then 23% operational capacity. We only had really one capacity project, but that was 6% of the funding, and then bike and ped projects received 10%. So the next steps is to have your project programmed with ODOT within 45 days or sooner if you can. And then as time goes on, the project sponsor, ODOT and AMATS, will do project scope meetings. And then, of course, we'll discuss your projects regularly when we do the project review meetings. So at this time, I'd like to answer any questions or concerns. If there aren't any, we will then go on to approving the resolutions.
Okay. Okay, the first was Resolution 2022-01, approving funds to be funded under the Surface Transportation Block Grant Program. We have a motion.
Chair Rittman. Second.
Ms. Leary, Ms. Stowe. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Hearing none, it's approved. Next, we'll move to Resolution 2022-02. This is approving projects to be funded under the resurfacing program. We have a motion.
Make a motion, Judge.
Second, Ford.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, it's approved. And lastly, Resolution 2022-03, approving projects to be funded under the Transportation Alternative Set-Aside TAFSA program.
I'll make that motion to Chair Rittman.
Second, Paradise.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor by signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, thank you. Under 6B, Attachment 6B, Resolution 2022-04, and this will be presented also by David Poulet. This is the safety performance measure.
Okay, thank you. I have a just a real brief presentation relating to this, because these performance measures can be a little vague and confusing if you're not familiar with them and you work with them. A little bit of a background on performance measures. This is something that's kind of come around the last, the last 5 or 6 years through the federal legislation and guidance. It's used for decision making, and it's also used to gauge whether or not your transportation system is getting better or worse over time. There's actually 7 areas where we have to calculate performance goals. Those 7 are safety, infrastructure, congestion, reliability, freight movement, environmental sustainability, and project delivery. Today we're just going to look at one, the first one, which is safety. Under safety, the performance measures that we have to measure are number of fatalities, fatality rate, number of serious injuries, serious injury rate, and then number of non-motorized or bike and pedestrian fatalities and serious injuries. Now, ODOT has adopted a 2% annual reduction target for all 5 of those performance measures in calendar year 2022. And Resolution 2022-04 approves that AMAT's support for ODOT safety performance targets. The staff recommends approval of this resolution. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Okay, seeing there's no questions, we have Resolution 2022-04, safety performance measures annual target on the floor. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Klein. Talon.
Hudson.
Thank you, Tom. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Hearing none, it is approved. This brings us to item 7, which is other business. Any other business for the committee today? Okay, our next meeting will be on Thursday, March 24th. At 1:30 here in Baldwin May Hilton Garden Inn. And with that, I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We have a motion, a second.
Second.
Anybody opposed? We are adjourned.